I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks for joining me for today's weekday meditation, and thanks for that introduction, Laura. And today I want us to get started in the Gospel of Matthew. We're going to spend some time this week talking about the parables of Jesus and walking through those parables. And frankly, they're fascinating when you begin to grasp and understand how powerful they are. And today I want us to talk a little bit through one particular parable that is powerful. Are you ready for this one? It's in Matthew chapter 9, beginning in verse 14. One day, the disciples of John the Baptist came to Jesus and asked him, "Why don't your disciples fast like we do and the Pharisees do?" And Jesus replied, "Do wedding guests mourn while celebrating with the groom? Of course not. But someday the groom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. Besides, who would patch old clothing with new cloth? For the new patch would shrink and rip away from the old cloth, leaving him a bigger tear than before. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, for the old skins would burst from the pressure, spilling the wine and ruining the skins. New wine is stored in new wineskins, so that both are preserved." Now, I don't want you to miss the power of this as we begin our time of meditation, that Jesus is responding initially in this parable because several of the disciples of John the Baptist came to the Lord and asked him, "Why don't your disciples fast like we do and the Pharisees do?" And Jesus then gives this pretty elaborate story about how we are not to try and become what is old. We are to try to rally around what is new. He says, well, surely if you were there that you were going to celebrate the bride, you would also celebrate the groom, correct? You would, if you had an old beat up pair of clothing, you wouldn't go out and buy cloth to put on that, because then when it shrank, it would be a worse tear. Or you wouldn't take old wine and put it into new wineskins, literally because it was new, it would burst and it couldn't hold that. You know, I liken it to this. I remember as a kid, I was probably about 17, I was driving myself from Atlanta to Daytona Beach, and on the way I had a fan belt that came undone, and as a kid I wasn't terribly equipped, but I do remember I found my way to the next exit, and I said, I think if I could just somehow put some duct tape on that fan belt, I could get it here. And I'll never forget, that old mechanic just laughs and said, "Son, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life." He said, "You don't fix a broken fan belt." You know what the Lord is saying? That apart from what he offers that is new, if we try to mix what is old and new, they're not going to work. Take all of him or nothing of him. We are to be on point and on mission, knowing that everything we have comes from our new life in Christ. So let's meditate today on the recognition of the newness and the beauty of all that the Lord Jesus offers us. Let's start and breathe deeply. Don't change your breath or rhythm that much. Just draw your attention to it. And with every breath, make yourself a little more aware that you are finding a place of peace and solitude. You're having a willingness to find direction and power for this day. And now let's draw a couple of deep breaths that will separate our time from the pressures and anxieties of this world as we walk into a door in God's favorite room and have some time just with him and just to hear from him. Let's breathe. On this one, you breathe deeply. On that second, as you're trying to breathe it out, or as you exhale, just force out all that anxiety. Ready? And now join me in this prayer. Lord, thank you that what you offered us is new, that we have come to celebrate a new life found in you, and day by day, new mercies provided by you. That you didn't design us to look in the rearview mirror, you designed us to look forward through the windshield, that you have created us not to try and patch up our lives, but you give us a new life. That we didn't come to give us fresh wine and yet have to store it in old wineskins. That we get to celebrate you, the groom, and your church, the bride. And when we do those things well, we recognize the one thing that is constant is you. The only thing good that we offer this world is you. And now, my friend, I invite you to take a few moments and just be still and quiet and listen for the voice of God, our creator and sustainer, as he prompts you, as he pushes you, as he nudges you, as he makes you aware of his presence. Listen for his direction, for his peace, and for his power today. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, I know you enjoyed that time alone with the Lord, and I encourage you to join us back again tomorrow for weekday meditation. We'll be on the second day of talking about the parables of Jesus. God bless you, friend. Take care.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.